Cord. Okay, your turn.
Okay, I'd like to welcome you all to the meeting here tonight. It's May 12th. It's 6:32, and we would like to excuse Caitlin and Jetty. They both had prior commitments tonight and could not make it.
Okay.
We will call to order. And by invitation, we'd like to have an invocation, and I will do it if you'd like. Okay. Our dear, kind Heavenly Father, we're grateful to be able to gather here this evening to go over things for the library, for the benefit of the library. We ask you to please be with us, Heavenly Father. Guide us and direct us in all that we say and do here for the betterment of this community. Please bless those who couldn't be here with us, that they will be able to attend next time. And we ask these things humbly in the name of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, the first thing on the agenda is the library director report. And we'll have that by Jane.
Okay. I'll just share a little bit. I think I've told a couple people kind of the schedule with certification. A consultant, which will be probably Marie of the State Library, will meet with the library director, library board chairperson, or a member of the city to conduct an initial certification review and go over the application pack. Oh, she said that's done. She's marked done on that. So anyway, a committee reviews it and forward their recommendation to the director within 60 days after receiving the application. And then a final decision by letter within 90 days. So she said their due date is July 20th, and she'll see if she can hurry things along. So that's good news. And just one other thing. We have 27 kids signed up for summer reading.
Yay.
Is that good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just sent the flyer. We decided to do more digital flyer because the elementary school sends emails to the parents. So last week I sent the digital flyer to the elementary school. So hopefully we'll get some kids coming in for that. And we have more regulars that I think will sign up. Hmm. And Susan and Elise are working on the planning, getting it organized. It starts June 10th. And the last one is July 29th. So it'll be during the months of June and July, skipping a couple of Wednesdays near holidays.
Okay. So they're on Wednesdays.
And I think that's all I have for today.
Okay, I guess we can go on to the committee reports. If anyone has anything to add to that. I don't really remember us having any assignments for committee reports right now.
Right.
We kind of finished everything when we got
the application.
The application in. So I don't think we have really anything to report on that. Unless, Mike, you can think of anything?
I can't think of anything now.
Okay. So then we will go on to our certification for library and how that's going.
And Jane just told us about that, so we're good there.
We are good there?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
So okay. The assignment for the community analyst document, that was all filled out and sent in, so we're good on that.
Okay.
That was part of the certification.
Okay. Do we need to address that part of it anymore?
No, I think we're good.
We're good?
I think we're good.
Okay. We will move on to item 6 on our agenda, the approval of the library budget.
So there's a copy of that. One thing on here, there are some question marks as far as library internet and firewall, the expense of that.
Okay.
The people that handle the firewall for the state, I think, education
at
UEN has reached out to us as the library and the city and says, we're moving forward. Paperwork has been signed. There is no cost involved at all for the firewall or the internet once we're certified. And they are talking that we've passed the certification. That's why they're assuming it's been done. So we're good on that.
That was quite a bit of money, too, wasn't it? Or well, it could. Centricom was going to pick it up.
Well, Centricom is handling the city.
Oh.
And we were piggybacking in on the city. So since this is a city building, it's all just kind of grouped into internet for the city.
Hmm.
If we were to use them without the certification, it was almost $800 a month. Wow. Is what they wanted to build a city for the internet and the firewall.
But they provide internet and firewall to certified libraries.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yes.
So we just need approval.
Certified.
We just need a motion to approve this budget, and then we'll move it on to.
Anyone here?
So we'll need to have a motion to approve it.
Okay.
Motion that we approve the budget.
Rita?
Okay. Rita?
All right. And then do we have a second?
I second it.
Khalil. And Khalil.
And then a vote.
That's K-H-A-L-I-E-L. Just to keep me spelling my whole life.
I really apologize because I see it on my phone all the time.
I barely know how to do it.
Okay.
Then you need to vote on it.
Okay.
So
all in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. All right. So
any
the vote.
Any opposed?
Yeah. The vote was unanimous.
Okay.
Okay. This goes on to the city is actually doing the preliminary. We're having a public hearing next Tuesday night on the preliminary budget for 26-27.
Oh, really?
It's that time of the year. It's,
wow.
The fiscal year ends the end of June, so we're doing the budget. So this will be presented to them at that time.
All right. Okay, we can go on to the summer reading introduction, but I think we kind of covered that a little bit.
I guess I jumped ahead and
that's okay.
Gave an update on that.
So that's covered. So now we're on number 8. An open discussion on needs and concerns for the library. If there's anyone that would like to
talk about
come forward with anything.
About doing away with library fines.
Oh, well.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think we're okay.
So we're okay.
So say we're going to close. You need a
motion?
Motion to close the meeting and then just state who motions it.
Okay, so.
I will close, or I make a motion to close.
Debbie Olson.
I'll second it.
And Rita will second it.
And what time it is?
And it is 6:40. Best meeting ever.